It's nice to see all you brave souls out tonight. I like to think of you as people of faith, people that believe that you will be rewarded for coming here this evening. The Lord will have something for you, for me, and all of us from the Word of God. And that's the way we feel about this. The weather outside is cold, but our hearts are warm toward the Lord. And we'll look at a subject that's very important in Scripture, and it's faith. And if you will, turn to Hebrews chapter 11. The psalmist says that God's Word is like a lamp unto my foot and a light unto my pathway. I remember hearing two people discuss faith, and one says, I walk by sight. The other says, I walk by faith. And it was dark, and he quoted this verse that we find in the Psalms, and he says, I only take one step at a time by faith. That little lamp for my foot only provides light for one step at a time. And so often that's the way it is with faith. We need to pray that our faith will be strong. I read a lot of things about faith. Scripture says, above all else, have faith. Faith is a living reality in our lives. Faith is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And indeed, being indwelt and filled with the Spirit of God, we become people of faith. And we trust God one step at a time. I may have faith that He will do something in the future, like coming again, and He will. But I don't know when. So faith demands that I trust Him, that He'll come in His time, which will be the right time, and that I indeed will not falter in my belief that the Lord will come at the appointed time. Let's read some of these verses. I know we can't cover this whole chapter. Beginning at verse 1 in chapter 11 of Hebrews, it says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, is yet moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunities to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. And let us just bow in a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're here this evening, and we have come in faith believing that you are the eternal sovereign God of this universe. We come believing that you have entered our own lives by faith. We have accepted and believed that you are the one that provides true blessing for mankind. And Lord, we have found in thee, and I have found in the provision you've made for a relationship that we have with thee that is absolutely glorious and wonderful. It is through your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, that we find ourselves accepted in thy presence, having the righteousness of God put to our account, all by faith, and knowing that without faith it is impossible to please thee, Lord. Help us as those that have received this only begotten Son, those of us that claim the blessings of God upon our lives, the direction that we need through a troubled world. Help us tonight, Lord, to grow in grace and knowledge and faith. And our Lord Jesus Christ, it's in his precious name we ask this. Amen. You know, you may not think about it very often, but faith is such an important part of life, whether it applies to Scripture or not. You know, we use all kinds of illustrations when we tell people that by faith you can enter into the blessings of God. By faith, you can be saved by the grace of God, simply by trusting God, obeying God. So faith is indeed something that is revealed to us that indeed is very, very important in life. Even apart from knowing the Lord, faith. You got up this morning and you started another day by faith. You have been engaged in all kind of activities today by faith. One step at a time, you've been walking along life's pathway. And God has provided for us, and I think a passage like this, that it's something that requires a step by our part of refusing to walk in the flesh, be controlled by the flesh, trusting the Lord and by faith believing that we'll never take a wrong step as long as we're in His will. It's God's will that we walk the way He would have us to walk. I'm thinking about Enoch, and we haven't gotten to him yet, but it said that Enoch walked with God. And God honored that. And He did something for him that He hasn't done for us yet. He took him home with Him. So there is a reward, I believe, in the course of life. We benefit from it personally. I think to have your faith shored up, to be strong in your faith, is so important. I've heard people say, "My faith is very weak. I have a weak faith." Whatever difference there may exist between a weak faith and a strong faith, I don't know. You'll have to be the judge of that. You decide for yourself. Are you a person of faith? Do you start every day off believing that the promises of God are sure and I can depend upon them one at a time? He says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," in this epistle, in this letter that has been written for us. It's important to realize that what God has said requires that we exercise faith and believe that what He says is absolutely true. There's truth bound up in what we have in this book, the Bible, the Word of God. And we profit from it. And it sustains us. And it makes us different from those that are in the world today that have no faith in God. I take care of myself. I don't need anyone to be my babysitter. I take care of myself. And so they walk by sight. The flesh is controlling the activities of their life. And that's a disaster. And certainly perish the thought that a believer would resort to living in the flesh, walking in the flesh, when God wants us to trust Him. Every step of the way home, He wants us to trust Him. The elders obtained a good report, talking about all of those people that are revealed to us in Scripture, their encounters with God, their relationship with God was strengthened as faith grew, as they trusted Him, found Him to be true. And I trust that's our experience. Do you remember how much you trusted God the day maybe you got saved? I could say, really, I never thought about it before I got saved, trusting God. I wasn't trusting God. I trusted in my own ability and whatever was provided as all that I needed to make my way through this life. But now, I believe my faith has grown. I believe I am stronger in my faith than I was those years ago, when I first, by faith, received the Savior as my own. I think it automatically comes to my mind. And I'm thinking about this, and I trust it true with you. Even before I make a decision, even as having made a decision and on my way along that pathway, faith in God. Faith in God. I will trust Him. Faith that says that I am right in the center of the will of God, doing His bidding. The elders of old were men of faith. It is required of those that would please God that they be people of faith. The faith we have in our souls concerning things that today are doubted in many quarters. We understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Do you believe that? You say, "Well, I hear a lot about evolution. I hear a lot of things. But I don't doubt for a moment. Gone beyond that. There was a day when I didn't know the Lord. I would have embraced that readily, I suppose, had it been presented to me. Well, it's an option. It's one of the ways that people can believe. The Big Bang Theory. Some say that's the way it all happened. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a moment. The sovereign God of the universe created everything. It's the thing that makes more sense than anything I've ever read about evolution. People that believe in evolution, so be it. Well, I'll tell you, I thank God I'm not believing in evolution. Because if you believe in that, you rule out God as the creator of all things. And we are those, I keep repeating this, of faith, our faith in God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I remember discussing one time with a friend of mine, and this is what he said, and I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't feel the same way at one time, but he says, how can God make something out of nothing? How can something be made out of nothing? You know what I told him? I don't know, but I believe it. There didn't have to be anything. When God says it, I believe it. He told me, you really have faith, don't you? I said, I truly trust in God and what He has said in His Word about creation. Everything that has been created, the mark of God is upon it. God's mark is upon mankind, created mankind in His own image and likeness. By faith, Abel, he offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. We get back to this again. Faith always leads us into that pathway of righteousness. Trusting God is the way He wants us to come. To be righteous. To be in tune with what God has created us for. Creatures that respond to Him as their Creator. And believe what He has done. These bodies of ours, Psalm 139, so wonderfully, so powerfully, so mysteriously made. And our being itself, when you examine it, people that go in and spend a lot of time in research, looking at the body that has been created, coming up and finding things about the body that they never knew before. I don't think they still have reached the bottom yet, or the top, or any way you want to look at it. The body is wonderfully and mysteriously made because it was made by God. And I believe that. And I accept that. And I'm rewarded. Abel. That son of Adam and Eve. He must have heard from mom and dad that the way to approach God was through sacrifice. And it was sacrifice of something that God had chosen as the one and only way. It's a figure and picture to us of the person of our Lord Jesus Christ at the earliest stage of God's dealing with mankind. But Cain believed what his parents told him. Sometimes we must depend upon others that we trust to tell us the truth, and that's very important. You don't believe everything you hear, and a lot of times what you believe is dependent upon who said it. Well, I believe that they told their son Abel, God did this for us. As we left the garden, the judgment of God in death upon us physically could have fallen that day. We were marked out and we were counted as dead in trespasses and sin because of our disobedience. But God spared us because He provided a sacrifice for us. Cain could not embrace that, did not accept that. But Abel's soul reached out and said, let God be true and every man a liar. And so often that comes to my mind. Why people sometimes will reach out and embrace and accept some of the craziest things you've ever heard. They won't believe God. They won't have faith in God. And they pay a high price for it. But Abel, he did believe God. He offered God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, his brother. Cain was off course. I think he was provided with the same information that his brother had. But what is bound up in that heart of man without God and without a willingness to obey and trust God, it indeed is evil to the core. And I believe that the God of this world who blinds the minds of those that will not believe the glorious gospel of Christ, lest the light should come in. Cain wouldn't let the light come in. He wouldn't believe what mom and dad had told him. God wanted him to honor what his parents told him about how he had redeemed and saved them out of the garden. But he wouldn't do it. He wanted to do it his way. And he did. What a high price he paid. And he becomes the first murderer on the face of the earth. He murdered, he killed his own brother in defiance of doing what God had told him to do. And it works that way. And men and women today without faith do things that are to the harm and hurt of not only themselves, but to others as well. And how tragic that is. Just by faith, we bridge that gap that exists between the souls of poor sinners and a holy, righteous God. By faith, I reach out and I find His hand is always there. And He's ready to embrace me and direct me along life's pathway. Enoch also was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. I read that and I said in my own prayer, Lord, I trust my life is well pleasing to you. Are you afraid to say that? You say, you sure are bold in what you say regarding what may not be a reality in your life. I think you have to have some kind of confirmation in your own soul that you are seeking to obey the Lord to be able to say, yes, Lord, I want my life, I want my total being to be well-pleasing to you. You know, sometimes that will require that I go contrary to everything the world thinks of me and tells me to do. I walk in the pathway of righteousness for His name's sake. I count that more important. The world says, go this way. Someone advises me and says, do it this way. I look at the Word of God and it says, no, do it this way. Do it my way. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let the will of God by faith be taking place in our lives every day we live, every step we take along the pathway that leads us into His very presence. The next verse is one that is powerful. It's a verse that should cause anybody that's a thinking person to at least soberly consider what it has to say. Without faith. Without faith in God. Without faith in the one that has created all things, that created every one of us, that has provided for us with blessing. It is impossible to please Him. Now, you can go pretty deep in this. Anything I do that is not of faith and trust in God. He's not happy about it. He's not happy about it. That's why we need that sovereign control of the Spirit of God filling us and guiding and directing us along the pathway of righteousness. If we don't, we're prone to wander, aren't we? We're prone sometime to stop. Wait a minute. I can't do that. I can't go that way. It's not a faith. I'm not trusting God. And indeed, we're drawn back into that position of declaring that I want to please my God. Someone that you respect and want to please, you do the things that they want you to do, don't you? Sometime in marriage, you know, a husband or wife, they do a lot of things for the husband or the wife because they respect them and they love them. That would be reason enough. After all he's done for me, after all he's done for me and you in rescuing us out of our dilemma, dead in trespasses and sin, how could we help but love him? How could we help but obey him and by faith accept his way for us through this life? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Any man that in the depths of his soul sought to know the Lord, I've heard testimonies that just thrill your soul. A man walking along, a farmer he was, and it was in the heat of the day. He was a man of the world. He looked up into the heavens. It was one of those days that I suppose all the conditions were just right. The sun shining in all of its brightness. Fleecy clouds floating by. He had also looked into the night and seen all of those myriads of stars flickering away there. And as he did, he said, you know, I'm tired of my way. This is his own testimony. He said, I've been, in the course of my life, a person that if something didn't work for me, if something didn't bring me any reward at all, I stopped it. And he said, I have never in my life, at this moment, remembered when I was completely satisfied and had peace in my soul. He said, Lord, if you have it, I want it. That's all he said. You have peace for the soul of mankind. I want it. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I've trusted Christ and I never regret it. Faith brought to me the blessing of God. And I've gone on my way rejoicing. You know, that's enough for us to inspire us to pray tonight. Earl's going to give us some requests. There's a lot more to this, and I know you know that. I know you have a Bible. Read it. Be men and women of faith. Without faith, it is impossible. Believer now, listen. Don't say, that must be just applying to unsaved people. I put application of that to my own soul's need. Without faith, any time we take a step out of the will of God, and it's not of faith, it's not well-pleasing to the Lord. Let us remember those things, and let's have a good time together in prayer. Earl.